70 years ago this week, having already shuttered Czechoslovakia's monasteries in the spring of 1950 and interned thousands of monks in concentration cloisters, the communist authorities turned their anti-religious fervour to the nation's nunneries. Brian Kennedy has the details.
In two waves, from July to September 1950, over 4,000 nuns were forcibly removed from convents across Czechoslovakia and taken to detention centres under an operation dubbed Operation Rze, after the word for nuns, Rze Holnice. In the next stage, roughly half of those nuns, the relatively young and able-bodied, were forced to work in newly nationalised factories or in the fields. Among them was Sister Teodora Kubinova, now 96 years old, who had joined a convent in České Budějovice shortly after finishing primary school. At first, Sister Teodora, then 26, was forced to work in a textile factory in Trutnov, along with hundreds of nuns from various orders and congregations from Bohemia, Moravia and Slovakia, she told Czech radio.
Then they took us to Varnsdorf, where we had to work in a hosiery factory. They sent the older sisters to Brumlov. There were such huge machines, and in Varnsdorf it was really the worst. Some guys would undress between our machines. It happened to me once, and others shouted at him he should be ashamed to do that in front of a sister.
The labor was hard, the hours long, the rations meager, and harassment by foremen and regular workers constant, she recalls. All the while, the communist authorities pressured the nuns to leave their orders, and their every move was controlled. Still, they kept their faith and prayed in secret, Sister Teodora recalls.
No, to jsme každá sama. To nesměli vidět vůbec.
But each had to pray alone, and we could not be seen with a Bible. That's how it was for maybe 20 years.
In April 1950, the regime had launched the more notorious Operation K, as in klashtery, monasteries. In the course of just a single day, 1,240 monks were arrested in an action cynically explained as meant to ensure their own protection against the, quote, wrath of the people. To provide an ideological justification for that operation, the communists organized one of the largest show trials of the period. In all, 10 prelates of monastic orders were arrested, tortured, and sentenced to prison for treason and espionage. The sentences, based on forced confessions, were delivered a week before Operation K was launched. Operation Rze came months later, but the measures against the nuns, whose work seemed less threatening to the regime, were just as thorough over time. Convents not engaged in charity work were emptied, though women's orders, unlike the men's, were not banned outright. They simply existed in a legal vacuum, making it impossible to take on new members. In a latter stage of Operation Rze, the authorities concentrated on reducing the number of hospitals and institutions in which many thousands of nuns were still working, aiming to gradually exclude them from society. Still, many nuns, Sister Teodora among them, found work in social care institutions. After the Prague Spring, she was allowed to move to Opochno, where she helped care for mentally handicapped and disabled children until 1992, when she returned to České Budějovice to help restore her order.